So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Mazgu loy kai shlishi, Mavarach al mazaynai. We pour a third cup for benching. The Gemara points out that this does not prove that Birchas HaMazon Tu'un HaKais, that benching requires a cup of wine, because only tonight, since we have four cups, we do a mitzvah with each of them. Revi, Goymer Lov HaSahal, Vo'ymer Lov Birchas HaShir. We pour a fourth cup and finish Hal over it, and also say Birchas HaShir, which either means the bracha of Yahalalucha Hashem Lekeinu, that we say at the end of Hal, or Nishmas Kol Chai, that we say at the end of Pesukah Dezimra on Shabbos and Yom Tov. A braisa adds that over the fourth cup we also recite Hal HaGadol, Tehillim Perikov Lamedvav, which has 26 verses of Kilo Olam Chazdei. It's called Hal HaGadol because it talks about how Hashem provides food for all creatures. It has 26 lines corresponding to the 26 generations from the creation of the world until Matan Torah, during which time Hashem sustained the world purely with His kindness. Hayu L'Hashem Ki Tov relates to how Hashem punishes people by taking away their material wealth instead of punishing them physically. The Gemara teaches several lessons about Hashem providing sustenance. Rabbi Yochanan derives from Pesukim that providing sustenance for people is more painful than childbirth and more difficult than bringing geula. Amar Elazar ben Azariah. Elazar ben Azariah learns four things from the juxtaposition of Pesukim. First, Kashen mizaynaisav shal adam kekriyas yamsut. Providing sustenance is as difficult as kriyas yamsut. Second, kasha nikavav shal adam kiyem hamisa ukriyas yamsav. Constipation is as difficult as the day of death, and its relief is as difficult as kriyas yamsav. Third, kal mavazes amoyedos kiilu oivid avodah zarah. Disrespecting Yom Tov is like worshipping avodah zarah, which the Rashbam explains as ha'isa malacha b'chayla shal moyed, one who does work on chol hamoyed. Finally, kal mesaper lashon hara v'chol mekabel lashon hara, one who speaks or listens to Lashon Hara or testifies falsely about others deserves to be thrown to the dogs. The Gemara continues. Once we have Hal HaGadol, why do we say the regular Hal on each Yom Tov? The Gemara offers three answers. First, our Hal includes Yitzis Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yom Tov, Matan Torah, Tchias HaMeisim, and Chavish HaMashiach, the difficulties we will face before the times of Mashiach. Second, Mnei Sheyesh by Milut Nefashah Shel Tzadikim Gehenim. It talks about the souls of Tzadikim escaping Gehenim. Finally, Mnei Sheyesh by Yiridasin Shel Tzadikim Lekivshon Eish V'Aliyasin Mimenu. It discusses Hananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah going into the fiery furnace and coming out unscathed. There are three opinions about who said the Emes Hashem Lo'olam Haluka. First, Chizkiya says that Hanani, Mishael, V'Azariah said it after being saved from the Kivshon Ha'esh. Second, some say Gavriel said it after he, rather than the angel of Barad, Hail, saved Hanani, Mishael, V'Azariah from the Kivshon Ha'esh. Third, Reb Nosson holds that the Dogim Shebiyam, the fish in the sea, said it after Hashem repaid the sea for spitting out the 600 chariots of Pari to prove to Klal Yisrael that the Egyptians were all gone with 900 chariots of Sisera. The Gemara continues with several drushes of Pesukim and Hal. Amim Shem B'Lakish. Shlakish says, Meshivi Akeres HaBayis are the leaders of the Jewish people lamenting how disrespected they are. Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem is Klal Yisrael saying that Hashem loves us when we daven. The Aloisi V'li Yoshia is an expression of our dedication to Hashem and how we deserve to be saved even though we are poor mitzvahs. Amim Rav Kahana. When Rabbi Shmuel B'Yesi got sick, Rabbi asked him for a few of his father's teachings, and he responded with the following. First, Halalu Es Hashem Kol Goyim teaches that even other nations praise Hashem for good things He does for them. Of course, we who have benefited even more from His kindness should certainly praise Hashem. Second, Hashem will one day tell Mashiach to accept presents from Mitzrayim and Kush, but not from Rome. Finally, Rome has 365 marketplaces, each with 365 towers, and each tower has 365 steps, each of which have enough food to sustain the entire world, and all of that food is reserved for Talmidei Chacham.